Hi, this is Miss Melissa, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. I'm recording this piece at 12:42 in the morning on September 2nd, 2016, but this is actually a catch-up post for August 31st. Oxblood. My friend Deborah gave me the color oxblood, expecting that I would want to talk all about the way that it has come back into vogue for this fall's fashion. And I kind of do, except that I live so far outside the corporate structure that really I don't even pay attention to what colors are back in vogue anymore. That said, I do love the color oxblood. If you don't know what it is, without looking it up, it's sort of a mix between red and brown. It's close to burgundy, but it's a little darker than that and less purple, because burgundy has a lot of purple in it. It's a really rich color. It's one of those colors that just feels like fall. The reddest of red leaves, when they're dry and they've fallen from a tree, are often oxblood. There is a kind of sunflower called Chianti sunflowers that are that sort of vary between Chianti red and claret and also oxblood. But to me, oxblood is best exemplified by this pair of boots that I've owned for several years. They're ankle boots because I'm short, so if I wear real boots, I just look shorter. They're ankle boots, they're suede, they're oxblood. They have stiletto heels and pointy toes, and I should take a picture of them, but they're in the closet, and right now, with the level of humidity we have, I have to literally kick the closet door to open it. And as I said, it's 12:44 in the morning, and if I kick open my closet door right now, every dog in the house will wake up and bark at me, and you don't want to hear that, and I certainly don't want to hear that. So just pretend that you know what they look like. They're not my favorite shoes, but they're my favorite shoes to wear on certain occasions. They're the shoes that I wear when I need to feel the most confident, but also I need to be dressed up. I last wore them, I think, on Christmas Eve 2 years ago when I had been invited to be one of the readers at Midnight Mass. I'm not particularly religious, but I have a thing for Midnight Mass. I love the ritual of it. I love the music, obviously, but I like the ritual of it. I like the knowledge that when you're doing this particular Mass, people are speaking the same words in so many places around the world. And I like the way that if it's done right, Communion Mass especially is truly about community. I could go into philosophy and into this article that I recently read from one of the Episcopal people I follow that talks about the way at Catholic and Episcopal Mass there's this standard invitation to communion that you see on television and that most people are experienced with, but that there are actually legitimate alternate ways that priests can invite you to commune. And some of them involve a little less mystery and a little more community than many of us are used to. Oxblood to me is also a color of church. I don't know why. I don't know. I mean, it's not the actual colors of the church, especially at this kind of year, have nothing to do with oxblood. And again, I'm not the most religious person. I waver between going to the Episcopal Church and going to the Unitarian Church and not going to church at all and instead worshiping coffee and the New York Times crossword puzzle on Sunday morning, which I think is perfectly valid if you're me. I like the community of church, but I live in Texas, again, where I often don't like the politics of church. So it's really difficult. It's extremely difficult. I also don't like contemporary music at church. I'm a traditionalist, and I find that having drum beats on the altar is just, and electronic drums at that, is just weird. I don't want electric guitars as part of my worship service. I like acoustics, and I like organs, and I actually like all the smells and bells. And this is how I've digressed by not having actually written this essay. So I'm going to explain very briefly why I'm 3 days behind when I was really trying to stay caught up once I finally started. And the reason is this. On Monday afternoon, I visited with a new doctor, and probably Saturday, or maybe since I've finally figured out what I want to do going forward, and I am going to go forward and not just do August this year, I'm going to be talking about choosing your doctor and how women especially need to be their own advocates and need to be informed patients. But I visited a new doctor, and I was expecting to be told that I had thyroid issues, because I have historically had on and off thyroid issues, and I often have to, not often, but every few years, they give me several months' course of synthetic thyroxine, and then everything evens out and I'm better. But in this case, I went in and my thyroid is literally under attack. My systems are so out of whack that my white cell count is so high that I'm basically in the condition of feeling like I have a low-grade infection all the time, and I can't recover from it because it isn't actually, like, I don't have a virus and I wasn't exposed to bacteria. It's not flu or strep or anything like that. It's just that my white cells are attacking my thyroid. So she gave me all this new medicine and we had some really good talks, and I really like her, which is important. And that's the other thing I'm going to be discussing when I finally do this show, which is a complete departure from what I usually do, but I think is important. But sitting there with her, she said, "So we have to do labs." And I had known that, and even though my appointment was at 1:30 in the afternoon, I hadn't eaten yet because I am rarely up before 10, and I had a feeling I'd have to do blood draws, so I just didn't bother eating. So she sent me next door to the lab, which is external, but literally right next door. And that woman, the phlebotomist, was also really engaging and funny, and we had a great conversation. And I sat there staring at the vials of my own blood being pumped out and thought, you know, this brings me right back to oxblood. Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartell under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Meliss, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.